Now let's look at this, friends, for as I said, I feel like it's difficult to rise to the high level of this epistle. And he begins on a high note. Will you listen to him? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Now, Paul, writing in the authority of an apostle, is writing with all that authority. And my friends, if a man today in the ministry can speak with authority, he ought to get out of the ministry and start selling insurance or selling gas at a filling station, because there's no use trying to give out God's word unless you're convinced of it yourself. And that's the weakness of the church today, is there are too many men. They're not sure. The early church, when the persecution began, the first thing you remember they said, "Oh Lord, thou art God." My friend, if you're not sure he's God, then you're not sure anything. And then they were sure of the word of God. They rested upon it at all times. So Paul, with this authority, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, and will you notice this? By the will of God. My friend, you don't go any higher than the will of God. You can't go any higher than that. And that, my friend, is authority. If what you are doing is by the will of God, my friend, there's no question in your mind. If you are today in the will of God, I don't care where you are, how you are, and what your circumstances are, if you are in the will of God, my friend, you are in a glorious, wonderful place today, and you may even be in the best hospital there is in town. But may I say to you, that is the proper place. I have a friend, he's a music director, and he generally begins a song service on some humorous note. And I heard him say one time, he said, "Now, wouldn't you rather be here than even the best hospital in town?" Well, I've always laughed at that, but I've thought about it a great deal. If it's God's will for you to be in the best hospital in town, you know that's going to be the greatest place for you, my friend, if that's God's will for you. Paul says, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God." And then this is lovely here, "and Timothy, our brother." He's your Christian brother. He's my Christian brother. Now, Paul also, when he writes to Timothy, calls him, "You're my son in the faith." But when he's writing to the church, he puts Timothy right on a par with himself. And I love that way Paul has of bringing these different ones on the same plane with himself. And he says here, "Under the church of God." This is God's church we're talking about. I hear people say "my church" today. And I think that a lot of these folk that call it "my church," they act like that sometimes in the church. They forget it's God's church and that it is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which he purchased with his blood. And in view of the fact he paid such a price, you and I better not be cheap Christians expressing our little will in the church. And that's just about what some are saying today in the church. Cheap, 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 cheap. Well, I want to tell you, my friend, it's under the church of God. Now, it happens to be here at Corinth, and it could be in your hometown or your neighborhood. The church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. And Paul didn't confine it to just Corinth. Paul extends it now to all Achaia, because everywhere the gospel went in that day, these folk were witnesses. They carried it out to others. And I've gone through that land of Achaia. Beautiful country, lovely country, most beautiful grape vineyards there I've ever seen anywhere. And flowers, how beautiful they are. And I can see those early Christians steeped in sin in Corinth at one time. Paul came and the scales fell from their eyes. Light broke on their darkened souls. They turned to Christ from their sins. And then they're going out all over Achaia, witnesses. for Christ. Many will run to Christ. Paul's talking to them, to all the saints, which are in all Achaia. How wonderful. Notice, grace be to you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's this formal, almost stereotype greeting, and I've dealt with that in other epistles, and I'll not deal with it here, but just pass by it to get to verse 3. But because I pass by it doesn't mean it's not on the same lofty plane that verse 1 was, and all of this is on the same plane.